WPGW Sports presents Fort Recovery Indians Baseball. This coverage of Indians baseball brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear and the sports department of WPGW Radio. And now, Fort Recovery Indians baseball.
And good afternoon, everybody. Rob Weaver, Bob Stogler here at Parkway High School as we start the Fort Recovery Parkway game. They started early here tonight, and grounding out to the second baseman is the leadoff batter for the Fort Recovery Indians, Cade Wendell. And there's one away, Bob.
Yeah, Rob, they got started early. Right now, nothing. This is nice as it's been out all day, I think.
Let's hope it stays that way. I drove through some pretty decent rain on the way here, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely spotty, but we're underway here and started 5 minutes early, which is fine with us. That usually don't happen, does it?
Usually does not. Jack Weehee is on the mound for the Parkway Panthers. Can you tell us anything about him? He's a pretty good pitcher.
Well, yeah, he was out last year with a knee injury, Rob, and he's another left-hander. They got two of them, and Parkway's had our number in the past. And you know, last year in the sectional tournament, where I guess it'd be the district, they put it to us pretty good, and they beat us during the regular season 2 years ago. And you know, if we want to make that Thursday game be important, we need to get this one tonight.
Well, the lead for the stolen bases for the Indians' career has been taken over by Cade Wendell, by the way. He has passed Will Homan at the moment. Will's close behind, though. I think maybe about three or four behind. Here's a swing and a foul back. And I understand that Cade has the most total bases on the stolen base path statistic of anybody in Ohio. So
is that right?
He is Mr. Speedy.
Now, where'd you get that stat from? That's a good one.
I just get all kinds of things.
That is impressive.
My friends give me all this information. The batter here again is Will Homan, bats from the right side. That's high for a ball. Will is hitting on the year at 278. Cade, by the way, coming into the game, was hitting at 463. So he's been on base a little bit more than Will, and I think that's allowed him to get some more stolen bases. He had six stolen bases in one of those games you did the other day against Rushi.
Yeah, he just kept going. The first game, I don't know how many we had as a team, but had to be double figures. And Will hit the ball good the second game. He was our leading hitter the second game of that doubleheader against Rushi's ace. And Will hit one over the left field fence and had another base hit. So nice to see Will swinging that bat and see if he can get us going here with one out in top of the first.
Two balls, two strikes on Will Homan going against Jack Weehee of Parkway. MAC conference game here this afternoon at Parkway High School. No rain at the moment. There's a swing and a miss for strike three. Swung over the top of that one. That was probably a ball.
A little low, yeah.
Two away, and that'll bring up Ben Homan. Ben's batting average on the season is at 412. So he's had a pretty hot bat this year.
Do we have a Jay County game on the air tonight?
We do not.
We do not.
No. So you fans won't have to worry about interference like we had the other night. I apologize for that. And I will remind you that you can listen, forget the TuneIn app, and go to WPGWradio.com and then just tap on Listen Live on whatever station you want, and you can hear the game that way instead of going to the TuneIn app. Again, go to WPGWradio.com, tap on Listen Live, and that'll give you the, again, game that you want to listen to. If we happen to have a Jay Fort Recovery game at the same time, which we could have that happen again. Jay does not play tonight. They played last night. One ball, one strike, as fouling it off to the right was Ben Homan. On deck is Mr. Nick Twaits. He's batting 452, by the way. Twaits he is.
Twaits, who went yard Saturday, hit one into the wind out at left field at Rushi.
Only home run of the season so far was Nick Twaits' homer on Saturday. Here's a swing and a bounding ball to the third baseman. Makes the play. Here's the long throw. They got him. So Ben Homan is retired as third baseman. You don't have him listed on here. He must be the DH guy being hit for. He picks it up and fires to his first baseman, who is Noah Riley. And there is the out. So
I screwed up kind of basically.
That's no problem.
I got it right here.
Well, okay, well, I'll give you a chance to get it.
Braden Burns.
Braden Burns.
Burns. Braden Burns made that play.
Braden Burns. Okay. He's the third baseman for the Parkway Panthers. So we're at the middle of the first inning. It's no score. Fort Recovery, nothing. Parkway coming up.
PG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner, look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers, spring is finally here, and many people will be trying out their new shoes, so be careful. Watch out for each other and enjoy today. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Beep, beep.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is my daddy there yet?
Was he coming here?
That's where he said he was going. He's going to buy a gift for me to give my mom.
Well, new insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual would be a great gift for your family, and we have affordable choices. How much did you have to spend?
$2.52 and two bottle caps.
I'm sure we can help him find the perfect gift.
Think you're so affordable.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Back here once again at Parkway High School. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Coming up for Parkway, it's Corey Walls, Jack Weehee, and Clayton Agler. Walls is the center fielder. Weehee is, of course, the pitcher, and Clayton Agler is the shortstop.
Well, yeah, Cade went on the mound today, Rob, and you know, we've seen Cade at his best his last outing, coming in relief and threw 60 pitches, was very impressive coming in for Nick Twaits at Versailles. And I'm thinking he's going to have himself a solid game today.
So Cade is the base stolen base leader, number one in the state in total stolen bases for Ohio high school baseball right now, and top five in runs scored. And Nick Twaits is in the top five in strikeouts for a pitcher. So that's my state report for this afternoon.
That's impressive.
Here's Corey Walls going against Cade Wendell. Swinging a slow roller back to Cade. Comes off the mound, makes the throw to Reese Rogers, and there's the out. One away.
Reese always scares me. Looks like he pulls his foot every once in a while. Do you notice that or not? Is that just me?
Oh, well, I haven't noticed it, but I'll watch.
Keep your eye on that.
As you mentioned that.
Yeah.
We won't tell the umpire that.
No, absolutely not.
Jack Weehee steps in now. Pitcher for Parkway. Let me look on the Midwest Athletic Conference site, see what they say about Parkway's record. Although, they're, as I've said before, they're not always right. Here's one fouled off to the left, strike one. In fact, many times they're not right. Sorry, Don, if Don Kemper's listening.
That's all right. He can get chewed out every once in a while. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Once again, Cade Wendell's on the mound. The rest of our lineup, we've got Reese Rogers at first. Second base today is that Joe?
Yes.
Joe Homan?
Joe Homan.
Ben Homan's at shortstop. There's a call strike. And over at third base today for the Indians, we got Post.
Riley. Yep,
Riley
Riley's
Post.
Playing third.
There's a smash. And over the head of Joe Homan out into right field for a base hit.
That's a nice piece of hitting as a curveball Cade threw him on the 0-2 pitch, and he stuck his bat out and lined it into right field for a one-out base hit for the Panthers.
Parkway's 2-2 in the league and 6-5 overall. So, you know, anytime in this league, anytime you got a .500 record, you ain't doing too bad.
No, that's right. And they got a heck of a program here. They've had success for years and years. And you know, it's just continuing this year. They're young and very, very good ball club.
So the batter now is Weehee's on at first base is Clayton Agler. Agler's the shortstop for Parkway. He swings and misses at a fastball fired down there by Cade Wendell. It was quite something about the Farquhar kid, wasn't it?
Yes.
Having that brain aneurysm for the White Sox.
That was unbelievable. You know, I never did see a video of it.
Yeah, there's a ground ball. He got to the dugout, and then he just collapsed in the dugout.
Now he's I think he's getting better, right?
Yeah, they you know, that's a pretty serious thing.
But, yeah,
they are optimistic. Let's put it that way. In fact, Foul ball for a strike there. It's 0-2 now on Agler.
25 years old, brain aneurysm.
31 actually, but there's a ball. One ball, two strikes. We're at Parkway, a little drizzly here this afternoon. Let's hope that's all it gets. Trying to get in this MAC conference game. Here's a runner going and a swing and a strike. And he is out, and the runner goes to second base with a stolen base. Jack Weehe down at second. But Clayton Agler is retired on the strikeout.
Yeah, Cody had a little trouble getting out of his hand. You can see he kind of double gripped it. And by then, the good speed at Weehe at still in the base, and he's in at second now in scoring position. Infield's got to knock this down, make him get two hits to get a run.
Here's Nate Hawk batting now for Parkway. I would assume he's Haley's brother.
He is an absolute stud, Rob. He played bat. He's a three-sport star, and in football season, he is going to be a terrific football player, built like a tank.
Check swing, and it is a ball one, right off the corner. Cade Wendell again on the mound for the Indians here. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss at a fastball, strike two.
Cade popping her pretty hard.
Haley Hawk is also, she's an outstanding softball player.
Yeah, she's going to get her college paid for.
Oh, yeah. Did a nice job on their volleyball team as well. And played basketball, so Haley was also, the Hawk family, a busy family.
Absolutely. And their mom also coaches basketball.
Oh, really?
She's a JV coach.
One ball, two strikes now to Nick Hawk. Here's the next pitch. That misses ball two. It's 2-2. The outfield for the Indians this evening, we've got Nick Twaits in left. Of course, as always, Will Holman is in center, and right field is Ethan Shane. Ethan is being hit for tonight by Ian Holman. Here's a swing and a drive down the right field line. It is out of play. That's two balls and two strikes. I guess we're the only radio coverage here today. I don't see anybody else.
It's because there's no press box. Some guys ain't stupid. We're the only ones dumb enough to do a game outside.
Well, hey, you know, that's all right. I've been outside in the rain before.
Absolutely.
A lot worse in football.
Oh, nice job, Cade Wendell.
Strike three. Got him looking. Nick Hawk goes down. That retires a side. No runs on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. And we are at the end of the first inning. The score, it's Fort Recovery nothing and Parkway nothing.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with St. Henry Bank. Looking for a new home, farm, or business? Come see me today at 419-852-4049. We do banking the personalized way. We get to know you with a smile and a handshake. St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe and healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, or Bern in Union City, Indiana. Or call 800-686-2314 for more information. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Back here at Parkway High School, we move to the top of the second inning. Let's hope this is a quick one tonight. I'm hoping.
I know. I'd like to see like a 2-0 Indian victory. Get out of here in about an hour and a half. Yeah, the old Pacers, we got one the other way. I shouldn't say we.
The Cavaliers, yeah, they played better in the last 4 minutes. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, they did. You talk about a couple evenly matched teams. You know, I think it's going seven. I really do. I think
you know, last year the Cavaliers swept the Pacers, but all four games were really pretty close, including the one where the Cavaliers came from 26 down to win.
Yeah.
Which I had the pleasure of being at.
You was there.
Yes. And I have to admit, I'm kind of a Pacer fan,
sure.
So being on that side of the line. We'll see you tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. We'll have the game for you on the radio if you're not near a TV set for some reason. Pacers in Cleveland at 7 tomorrow evening.
Mark Boyle's Slick Leonard? Is that right?
Slick doesn't do the road games anymore. He his age and so forth.
Yeah.
He's just doing the home games. He actually fell and broke his hip this year and missed most of the regular season.
And I'm a huge Slick Leonard fan.
He's a great announcer. Adds a lot of color.
And Boyle are just, they were just really good.
As a call strike, the count is 1-1 now to our batter here, Nick Twaits, to start things out. Again, he's hitting .452. Outstanding pitcher for the Indians, but he's playing left field today. Here's the next pitch. There's a swing and a drive down the right field line. I can't really see. What we got?
Got a new life.
Did not get to it.
Got an umbrella here, partner. That's brand new.
Yeah, yep. If it gets bad enough, you can go at it. Reese Rogers is next. He's also got a hot bat going for the Indians. His batting average is .306 right now for Reese Rogers. Joe Homan, he's coming up. His batting average is .200. Cody Shinneberry, the catcher. His batting average is .233. Ian Homan, our DH, is .125, including the game-winning hit against Versailles the other day. And Riley Post. Riley is hitting at .160.
You see these numbers? They're getting better. You know, the last few games. And they're starting to rise as the weather gets warmer. And the young kids see more pitches. And I think that's the key. And I know Coach Kalp's excited about how we've started to hit the ball as a team.
Three balls, two strikes the count here to Nick Twaits. He's battling away, trying to stay alive. Rain is picking up in intensity here at Parkway High School. Here's the next pitch from Jack Weehee, and it's a ball four. Draws a base on balls. That'll help a little bit.
Yeah.
Who's the bat boy there? Do you know?
That's Lil Wimble Boy, I think. What's his? That's,
yeah.
He's got a neat name.
Will's brother?
No. It's like the girls. Kiki and Kaya.
Oh, okay. Reese Rogers steps in now. Reese bats from the left side. Again, he's hitting at .306. We have a runner at first base. There's a slow roller to the third baseman. Picks it up and throws and got him.
Good job, Reese. Got him over. That's what we need. Get a run in here. Come on, Joe.
Was that actually a bunt or not?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. That was a sacrifice. Went 5-3 for the first out. And moving to second base was Nick Twaits. And that brings up Joe Homan. Joe hitting at .200 on the season. Joe is Ben's brother. Again, down there at third base is Braden Bruns, whatever you want to say.
Yep.
And Twaits is going to third.
Go.
He's in there, and it's a low throw, and it's going to be a run.
Wow, how about that? Nice job, Nick Twaits.
Going to give Nicky a stolen base, and he comes in on the air on the throw from the pitcher, Jack Weehee.
That's a good base running. Delayed steal, caught him by surprise. Weehee looked, fired at the third, threw it in the dirt. Indians get a big run.
Big manufactured run there. Still one out. No balls and a strike now to the batter, Joe Homan.
You know, I'm giving that run to Jerry Kalp right there. That was a great play call. Sometimes things just work out, don't they, partner?
It would have been close at third, I think.
Yeah.
But the throw was in the dirt, and no way the third baseman, Bruns, could come up with that. That's high for a ball. Joe Homan, the batter now. One ball, one strike. That's a foul off for one ball, two strikes now. On deck is Cody Shinneberry, our catcher. Rob Weaver, Bob Stogler, weathering the rain here this afternoon at Parkway, a little drizzly.
And you're busting out early tonight.
I've got a meeting to go to. Here's a swing and a smash foul off the right. Yes, so hopefully
yeah, he's here.
Calpe's going to help you out.
Yeah, you don't want me doing this solo. have it all screwed up. We wouldn't be on the air in 5 minutes.
You'd be fine. Well, count of one and two still on Joe Homan here. Nobody on base now. That's in the dirt for a ball. It's 2-2. Your lineup for Parkway, I'll give that real quick here. First baseman is Noah Riley. Over at second base is Tristan McKee. Shortstop today is Clayton Agler. Third baseman again is Braden Bruns. There's a swing and a foul.
Good at bat by Joe, fouling off a bunch of pitches. Did you see the other day that Brandon Belt had was up for 13 minutes, fouled off 21 pitches?
Wow, that's a bunch.
Major league record.
Out in left is Noah Stevenson. In center is Corey Walls. In right field is Nick Hawk. And behind the plate is Nick Riley. Misses for a ball. Parkway 6-5 on the year, according to the Midwest Athletic Conference website. They're 2-2 in the league. We are 4-1 in the league. And we are tied for the top spot with Coldwater, New Bremen, and St. Henry. There's a call, strike three, as unfortunately, Joe watched that one go by, and that's the second out.
I think Bremen plays Coldwater tonight, so that'd be a good one over at New Bremen. Weather permitting, I haven't heard anything.
I think most of them are trying to play tonight. Most of them tried to play last night. Miss for a ball. You were thinking that maybe the weather broke and we could have maybe got that game in last night.
I sent you a text, group text, and said, boys, I think we may have canceled too soon, but Walpaw came 45 minute drive. They probably said, you know what?
They canceled all their stuff too, so maybe it might have been their decision.
Yeah.
Cody Shinneberry, the batter. It's two balls, no strikes to him here against Jack Weehe, the pitcher for the Parkway Panthers. Nice baseball diamond here, really, except there's no press box.
No press box. Infield's a little yellow.
And
outfield's nice and
bit.
Green.
There's a swing and a foul back. On deck is Ian Homan. Once again, the batter here is Cody Shinneberry. Did a nice job catching for the Indians this year. That was a spot the Indians weren't sure of how that was going to work out.
No, that's right. Tough situation thrown in.
There's a ground ball off the chest of the first baseman. He does pick it up and throw to Jack Weehe for the third out. So that one went 3-1. Good job there by the first baseman for Parkway, Noah Riley, and keeping the ball in front of him and able to get the throw over to Weehe for the out. Good job by Weehe getting over there to cover the bag.
Absolutely. Kid bobbled it, stuck with it, and good defensive play by the Panthers.
We'll be back. We're at the middle of the second inning. It's Fort Recovery 1. We had one run on no hits, one error in that inning. And Parkway nothing. 1-0, Fort Recovery on top.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized cloth, hay, and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a cloth baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the cloth product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your cloth harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We are back at Parkway in the drizzle. So move to the bottom of the second inning. Nick Riley, Seth Stuckey, and Noah Riley, the batters for Parkway. These are the number 5, 6, and 7 guys in the order. Seth Stuckey is the DH for the Parkway Panthers. But he's next. This is Nick Riley, the catcher.
Mark Stecher doing the umpiring behind the plate. Mark's been doing umpiring for a long time. And And Mark's brother actually played for the St. Louis Cardinals for a while.
Really?
From Clyde, Ohio, yep.
Swing and a miss for strike one. Cade Wendell on the mound for the Indians. There's a swing and a foul off the right side. It's 0-2.
If a baseball comes down and hits him, does it go through the umbrella or you bounce off?
It'll bounce off.
Think it'll bounce off?
The umbrella might not be the same, but it'll bounce off. Rob Weaver here with Bob Stogler, and Eric Catterly is our studio producer. Bottom of the second inning here. Again, you're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and 105.3 FM. We'll have Reds baseball tonight. The Reds at home with Atlanta after this game is over.
Reds are on a win streak, partner.
Let's hope it continues.
Here, I got a stat of the day for you. Cincinnati Reds are 3-1 on Mondays.
Wow.
1-17. 1-14 on any other day of the week.
Swing and a miss for strike three. Nick Riley goes down. They better be playing all their games on Monday soon. So this brings up Seth Stuckey, DH. He's hitting for the third baseman, Braden Bruns. That's high for a ball. Once again, the Indians have Reese Rogers at first. It's Joe Homan at second base. Ben Homan is over at shortstop. Riley Post is the third baseman. Nick Twaite's out in left. Will Homan in center. Over in right field is Shane. And behind the plate, Cody Shinneberry. Cade Wendell on the mound. Slow roller to Reese Rogers. Picks it up and hand tosses it over to Cade Wendell, and they get him.
Nice job by Reese. Nice job by Cade getting over there. Slow roller hit over to Reese. He fielded it. Made a perfect flip over to the case. Cade Wendell. Two outs in the bottom of the second.
Here's Noah Riley. First baseman for the Parkway Panthers. Thanks to Mark Triplett for getting us set up for the game here. Helped us with providing a table and chairs at least. And appreciate that very much. We didn't have we don't always have all that courtesy.
Mr. Triplett's a good old guy. Came from Fort Recovery.
And had a little bit of purple in his blood there.
Absolutely.
There's a strike.
Of course, and we know that his father-in-law is Mike Shum, who is one of the all-time great guys.
Okay, I did not know that.
Yes.
It's high for a ball. One ball, two strikes now to Noah Riley.
Kate's got some, you got a little pop in the ball today, don't you think?
Yeah.
Sure.
Absolutely. Again, Cade leads the state of Ohio in stolen bases this year in high school baseball. Now, I don't know if that's just Division III or whether that's all of baseball. Well, I have to double check that.
It's pretty impressive either way, but you know what?
There's a ball.
We've played a lot of games, too, and that helps out. We've probably played.
Well, that's true.
You know.
13-4, I think.
Yeah,
I think
too many teams played 17 games this year.
Yeah, Jay County's played all of seven.
I see Marion won yesterday, and they're 1-6. So,
three balls, two strikes to the batter here. Noah Riley, we have two out, nobody on.
Don't lose him here, bud.
Bottom of the second inning. Check swing and a foul off, out of play. Who is the coach at Parkway? You know?
Yeah. Got it right here. I want to say Klaus. Does that sound right?
I don't know. That's why I ask you. There's a swing and a smash out into right field going back, and Shane, whew. Ethan Shane, makes the catch. Way to go, Ethan. That's a tough one. All the way to the fence almost. So, Noah Riley, a long flyout to end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. And nobody left. We are at the end of two, the score. It's Fort Recovery 1, Parkway nothing.
PG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner, look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers, spring is finally here. and many people will be trying out their new shoes, so be careful. Watch out for each other and enjoy today. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Beep, beep.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
You have cell phones there.
Derek, you again.
I want my own cell phone, so I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks find insurance for their home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't need you calling asking all sorts of questions.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Back here at Parkway High School, the Indians grabbed the lead in the top of the second inning, scoring an unearned run, actually, as it turned out to be. But that's okay. We'll take it.
We'll take all them we can get.
Nick Twaite stole third base, and then the throw to third went into the outfield, allowing Nick to come home and score on the play. Nick's a pretty speedy guy, too.
He is. He's a smart base runner. And jeez. Scared of dogs or not?
No, not usually.
Got a good one behind us.
I'm dog sitting this week. I've got two at home.
Are you
myself.
Really?
Myself. It's exciting.
For who?
My daughter's dog is at my place this week.
Your daughter home?
She's out in Arizona right now.
Okay.
She came home and left quickly.
Here's the dog, Dad, Mom.
She actually is, she's training to be a surgeon, as some of you know.
Yes.
And there's a smash base hit past the third baseman, Bruns. And on at first base is Ian Holman.
Go ahead.
Finishing the story, she's going to Arizona to volunteer kind of in a role as in the health department on a Native American reservation out there.
What a thing to have on your resume.
For a month. So yeah. That's why she is in Arizona.
Yeah, good for her. One thing about Ian Holman, Robin, we talked about Tuesday, him getting a clutch hit against Versailles. On Saturday, the JVs played also a doubleheader with Rushi, and we needed pitching. So they moved Ian down to JV, and he absolutely ripped the ball Saturday. Had two doubles and three base hits in both games. And
Riley Post, a sacrifice bunt attempt. It did not work. They got him. Got him at second base. So Riley Post is on a fielder's choice, and Ian Holman is retired. That went 2-6.
I'm giving those stuff.
2-6 or 2-4.
The headphone stuff. I'm giving those things.
So that's one away. Here's Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell rounded out to the second baseman back in the first inning. 0-for-1 today. He's hitting .463 coming into the game today. Bats from the left side. That was a bang-bang play there at second.
But it was. I thought maybe he pulled his foot, but got him.
Ooh, Cade was way behind on that. Here's a stolen base for Riley Post. Riley surprising him.
Yeah, Riley's got good speed. Cade was just being defensive there and put a little blockage into the stolen base.
So really, it doesn't make any difference whether the sack didn't work or not, because we got the runner at second base with one out.
Sure. Hit scoresing.
Cade Wendell at bat. 1-0-1 counts. No! Riley Post goes way off the bag, but goes back. Jack Weehee is on the mound for the Parkway Panthers.
Come on, Cade.
Yeah, Jack's a junior left-hander for Coach Klaus, and gets the ball in a big game here today. Their other ace is Agler.
Nothing.
And the other night, he struck out 14 in his start. So they got two good pitchers here for the Panthers.
And the way the MAC is set up, you got to have two to win.
Yeah,
because play on Tuesday, Thursday every week, you got to have two pitchers. And, you know, when you get to the tournament, you got to have two anyway, yeah. So if you want to go anywhere.
Yep. Especially with the new rules where they pitch counts.
Here's the next pitch. It's a ball. It's 2-1 to the batter here, Cade Wendell. Again, last time he grounded out to the second baseman for Parkway, who is Tristan McKee, for the first out of the game. Cade currently the career leader in stolen bases for Fort Recovery, but Will Holman is right behind him, and here he goes on base again, but he can't steal second right now because Riley Post is down there. Here's Will Holman.
We'll just toss his bat to 100 mile an hour. Bat just caught him like it was nothing.
Will Holman struck out back in the first inning.
What do you do here? You bunt here? You just let these two try to steal? Or what, do you let Will swing away? I think that's what Coach Klaus is talking to his pitcher and catcher, giving him some signs from the dugout there. Be ready here. He needs with great speed on the base pass.
Now there is one out. You got your 3-4 guy coming up.
Yep.
Infield is playing in. The bunt is fouled behind the plate for strike one.
He was bunting there. Move him over.
We'll be at the Fort on Thursday. A big game. Coldwater and Fort Recovery.
I think it's pizza night. Toby, carry out pizza night. Does that sound right?
By the way, those wings were wonderful last week. Thanks to the Brick Street Tavern for the wings last week for wing night. There's a swing and a foul ball off the left side. Oh, 2. Calpe thinks that pizza night's not this week.
It's not.
Or not this Thursday.
I'll just shut up.
I can see if I can check on that. I might have some information on that.
I'm sure somebody texts me after it.
One that misses for a ball.
Yeah.
One ball, two strikes to Will Holman. Runners at first and second with one out. Big opportunity here for Fort Recovery in the top of the third. Chance to get some insurance runs. We lead already 1-0.
1-2-4.
Popped up and out of play. Count will remain 1-2.
I think you might be right. It might be the Minster game at home next Thursday. Because we only got 4 games left, right? Today, Coldwater, and then we got Minster and Knoxville next week.
As far as the MAC goes.
Yeah.
And, of course, the tournament will be coming up in May.
Go, Willie. Go 2-4.
Which will have those tournament games for you as well. And I think you and Dave are planning to do the tournament games on Fort Recovery Radio, I believe. That's high for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
May 3rd is pizza night, by the way.
And let's see, who's doing that?
Toby's carry out.
Toby's.
That's against New Knoxville.
Here comes the pitch.
Good battle right back here. Good battle by Willie.
He did this the last time, too, and ended up striking out. Hopefully the result will be different this time. Will Holman going to the University of St. Francis in Fort Wayne to play college football. Give you folks a chance to see him play not too far away. They are twice national champions the last 2 years in a row.
Pretty good little program, I'd say, stepping into. And
yep, absolutely.
Wishing the best of luck at St. Francis. We know they're getting a kid that's got a lot of character and just an all-around great kid.
There's a smash, base hit into left, and gets by the left fielder, goes to the fence. That's going to bring 2 runs home, and Will is going to end up stopping at second. Here comes the throw home, and he is going to be out at home. Only 1 run.
Wow. What was that?
I don't know what happened there. He stopped. Looked like he must have stopped at third. Tagged out at home was Cade Wendell.
Nice piece of hitting by Will Holman. Hits a rocket to left field. The ball in the wet grass skips past the left fielder. Cade got discombobulated, Jerry, and he went halfway, stopped, and then he went for home, and they threw him out easy. Now Will goes on to third with 2 outs.
Riley Post scored on the play, so give Will an RBI on that. And Cade Wendell is retired as he was gunned down at home. second out. Here's Ben Holman. Pop-up should be caught, but they're having a little trouble, but he gets there. Center fielder for Parkway came in. That is Cody Walls. And or is that Corey?
Corey
Walls. Sorry, Corey. And so the inning's over. One run on two base hits. I didn't give the kid an error on that. It kind of skipped by him.
I don't think he got a glove on it either.
So no errors, and we had one runner left on base. We are at the end of three. Indians lead. I'm sorry. We're at the middle of the third. Indians lead 2-0.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbohler, Chief Relationship Officer with St. Henry Bank. Our bank has been serving all kinds of customers, large and small, for over 100 years as a locally owned institution. We believe that finances are a sacred thing. That's why whether you're looking to buy or sell a home or business, improve your operation with good, sound advice, or just get another opinion, come see us today. Because there's peace of mind in just having a good financial partner. Just give us a call today at 419-678-2358. The St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix, and the CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older receive two doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. And you can receive the Shingrix vaccine if you have had shingles, received Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. Let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We are back at Parkway, moving to the bottom of the third inning, and the Indians have taken a 2-0 lead here with a run in the second and a run in the third. And Cade Wendell continues to pitch on the mound. The batter here for Parkway is Noah Stevenson, the left fielder. There's a call strike. It's 1-2 to him now. Cade working very quickly here. Rain has stopped. Let's hope it stays that way.
Ooh, just missed. Good curveball, Cade.
Boy, Cody thought that was a strike. Cody Shinneberry, our catcher. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that's one away. So far, only one hit for Parkway. That came in the first inning when Jack Weehee singled. There's Tristan McKee, second baseman.
He's a little guy, ain't he?
Bats from the right side. Fastball, strike one. We're at Parkway today. Big Mac game, Fort Recovery in the fight for the Mac title with a 4-1 record, tied with St. Henry, tied with New Bremen, tied with also, who's the fourth one? Coldwater,
yep.
And there's a couple others with 3-2 records, but I think they're out of it. I think if you lost two in this way this league race is going this year, you're not going to be in the race for the title.
No, I agree with you. Think about the Indians, you know, if we can get, well, you know, this is a big game, but Minster and Coldwater and Knoxville, and the Indians have played most of the big guns. Nice job, Cade Wendell.
Swing and a miss for strike three, two away. Yeah, if they can get Coldwater on Thursday, excellent chance of nailing down the title. We beat St. Henry already.
Yep. Beat Dolphus in a game that, you know, when we played them, we didn't know what they had, but they've played everybody tough.
Yeah, we escaped extra innings in that one. Here's a swing and a foul ball. Your batter's a leadoff batter here, Corey Walls. Cade Wendell on the mound. Again, Reese Rogers at first. Joe Holman's at second. Ben Holman is at shortstop. Riley Post at third base. Out in left is Nick Twaits. In center is Will Holman. Over in right field is Ethan Shane. Cody Shinneberry's behind the plate, and Cade Wendell is on the mound today for the Indians. That's a ball, one strike. Cade had a little arm trouble earlier. Is he doing okay?
He did, yeah. I think he went down seeing Dr. Kremchak and gave him a little shot, a little juice in the old elbow. And I think as I talked to his dad and Jeff says every day is getting stronger, so that's a good sign for the Indians.
Swing and a miss, got by Cody Shinneberry. He's trying to get there, and
nice.
He's safe. They say he is out, or he is safe, rather. Beat the throw. So I think you rule that as a strikeout. And pass ball?
Yeah, I think so.
But he is safe at first as Corey Walls beats out the throw by Cody Shinneberry. He got by Cody and went behind him. And Cody made a nice throw to Reese Rogers, but it was a bang-bang play, and they said that Walls won. So here's Jack Weehe, the pitcher. Pops it out of play. Strike one. Again, we'll be back on the radio on Thursday when Coldwater plays Fort Recovery.
Sounds like it's going to be a beautiful day Thursday. 60 and sunny. We'll take that, won't we?
Well, we hope so. We do remind you listeners, if you listen on your smartphone, the easiest thing to do is go to WPGWradio.com and just tap on Listen Live on one station or the other. Just in case there's a conflict with Jay County one of these days coming up again. Instead of using the TuneIn app, the one TuneIn app is for some reason not working right now. So I've been talking to TuneIn this week trying to get it fixed. But here's one in the dirt, and the runner steals second base. Corey Walls goes down to second.
It's probably kind of a hassle, ain't it?
Go right out, Ken. Here we go.
Yeah. No balls, one strike. This is for a ball. One ball or two balls and one strike. Of course, if you're listening on a desktop, you can just go to right to the WPGWradio.com and then click on Listen Live on one station or the other. Here's a pop-up foul off the right side.
Or always listen to good old 100.9.
That'll solve all the problems.
Yep.
100.9 FM. We will have Reds baseball tonight after this game, so listen in this evening. First pitch is scheduled for 6:40. Have a 2-2 count here to the batter, Jack Weehe.
Come on, 14. Let's get out of here.
Two outs. Runner at second base. Indians lead 2-0. This will be a big run for Parkway if they can get him home here. And this is for a ball. That'd get him back to within 2-1. But Cade wants to try to make sure that doesn't happen. Cade Wendell on the mound, out of the stretch with a runner at second. Here's the pitch. Runner's going. Swing and a foul out of play. Down the right field line again.
He's a tough at bat, Robbie. He's fouled off about four pitches here and making Cade work.
Mr. Dave Kalp is going to be joining you at the top of the next inning, so make way for the mayor. He'll be up here.
Listeners are going to be cut right in half, I would say.
Here's the next pitch from Cade Wendell. Strike three, and they're out of the inning. Jack Weehe is retired looking at that last strike. No runs. No hits. There were no errors, and one runner was left on base. We are at the end of three. It's Fort Recovery leading Parkway 2-0.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back here. Scalpy, welcome, buddy.
Hey, thank you, Bobby. It's good to be here.
Yeah, taking over for the legend?
Yeah, I can.
The Hall of Famer.
Can't hold a candle to that guy. Giant shoes to fill.
Well, what's amazing is you know that he's leaving early. There's only one reason that he'd be leaving early, and that's to do some kind of civic duty, because he's involved in about everything.
He's got it all going on, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I was always thankful to have him come over, and certainly appreciate WPGW doing the games for us. Well, we're in a tight one here.
Yeah, we are. 2-0, Calpy. We had a chance to put an extra run on that last thing. Some bad base running there.
Yeah, I think when I talk to Jerry, I think he's going to blame himself on that.
Yeah, I think so, too. But
hey, there's a hard-hit ground ball.
Yes,
the leadoff man, Nick Twaits, right down the third base line, and that's going to be a leadoff single for Twaitsy.
Boy, he's seeing the ball well right now, ain't he?
He's hitting it. He's hitting the ball. And that's going to bring up Reese Rogers. Reese had a sacrifice his first time up, followed by Joe Holman. Yeah, I tell you what, I think Jerry was giving him the wheel horse. You know, he was sending him home, and I think he gave him a late whoa, 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 and then Cade turned around, and Willie was taking off for third. Was like, so I think Cade just took off, and I think Jerry was upset with himself.
Oh, picked
him off right there. Get out of there. I think
he's in there. Oh, he slid off the bag. He beat the throw, Calpy. And
yes, he did.
His foot come off, and he kept the tag on. Good job by the second baseman.
Nice pickoff play right there by the pitcher. And quickly, the leadoff single is now and out. So one away. Reese up to the plate here with nobody out. Joe on deck. Indians lead 2-0 here. Top of the fourth inning, and here comes the rain. Rob did a good job leading right here up before it goes raining, didn't he?
He ain't dumb.
He knows he could see it coming.
He did. He seen it coming over the field. See, if I tell these two jokers, I got...
He had two more innings in him, but he saw it raining come. Down low. One ball, one strike to Reese Bob. May have turned lights on here, Bobby.
Well, that dark cloud coming over.
Yeah. Well, that's a hard hit ground ball, and that's going to get by the diving second baseman. And that's going to be a base hit for Reese Rogers. Back-to-back base hits for the Indians lead off the top of the fourth. Albeit Nick got thrown down on a pickoff play. And we got one out, and that's going to bring Joe Holman to the plate. Joe struck out his first time up in the second inning. Now my book's getting wet. Oh.
He's got everything here, though. He sets her up pretty good.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he does. I could share the umbrella a little bit.
Actually, I like it with half of it on top of my head and where it just drips off.
Yeah, that's
where we want to. Come on, Joe Holman.
Rob needs a bigger umbrella.
I would say if that ball come down and hit the top of that umbrella, it would go right through it and hit us right in the head. You have to have two hands on it to hold it. Joe calls time.
And he's with a couple base hits here, Calpy, but only one runner on base.
Yeah. I don't know if he kind of guessed and Nick was going to go on that pitch at all or what. There's a hard hit ball out towards the left center. Right center, and that's going to get in there for a hit.
Yes, sir.
It's going to get past the center fielder, and the center fielder is going to come up with it, turn around, and fire it in, and that's going to be a stand-up double for Joe. Nice job there, Joe Holman. Stand-up double for him. That's going to move Reese Rogers over to third base, and now the Indians are in business here in the top of the fourth.
Well, that one's hit hard, and it's nice to see Big Joe coming in there. And Jerry put him in that six hole tonight and pulling right buttons. Come on now, Cody.
Absolutely. Actually, that center fielder, I don't know how he backhanded that so quick. And
he did make a nice play.
Make a heck of a play on it to actually save a run. So that's going to bring Cody Shinnenberry to the plate.
Watch the squeeze.
Big lead out there by Joe. That's a fly ball
towards
left field.
Run.
And I think Reese is going to take off on this. There's the catch. Reese is coming. Here comes the throw, and He's going to be in there. Nice job. And there goes. All right. Nice job, Joe, being aggressive right there. Nice job, Reese.
Nice job, double zero.
So that's going to bring in the third run of the game here for the Indians. And then Joe's going to move up to third. Cody Shinneberry with a sacrifice RBI.
Boy, you know, Calpy, we see these young kids really starting to swing the bat. Nice job, Cody Shinneberry, getting that ball out in the outfield, getting a big third run in.
Yep, it's a big run.
You know, Rob talked about our batting averages, and against Versailles, Calpy, you know, we talked, you know, we wasn't hitting the ball very well. Now you're seeing these kids' averages creep up. And,
yeah, seeing it better.
And here's one of the kids right here.
I was just going to say the same thing. Here's one right here that's been hitting the ball hard. That's a high ball one. I heard you say that Ian played JV and was ripped cover off on Saturday, and that's good for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we need this kid to hit. We don't even play defense. We need him to hit.
We need him to hit. And we saw the jitters in the first few games, and he finally got a big hit. I remember it Saturday afternoon at Greenville. It was a nice line drive, and it was just like 1,000 pounds off his shoulders.
Yeah, same with Riley. You know, these young kids, they just need that one big hit to get their confidence going, because they can do it. We've seen them do it.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, growing up. And
that ball just goes from a golf ball to a softball, and it's like, whoop, there it is. 3-0 the count to Ian.
Riley will take a shot at him.
Oh, absolutely. Having no troubles. Number three coming up there. Riley on deck for the Indians.
Taking all the way.
Me and Coach Billy was doing speeding a little bit.
Was he on the way up here?
Yeah.
I was wondering if you guys, if he calls me like quarter after four and I'm in Swina.
Yeah. Calls me and I said, well, I'm still at the shop covered in sawdust. I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Yes,
there's
sir.
A hard hit ball, another hit for Ian, and that's going to get out there in the gap between left and center, and that's going to score Joe from third. Nice
Ian
job, Ian.
Holman, that a baby kid.
Ian is 2-4-2.
And two rockets, and I think
two hard hit balls, yep.
Here comes the pitching coach, or the coach Luke Klaus, and he's going to, well, I guess he's just going to touch the balls up a little bit.
They're getting wet. Yeah, they're getting wet. So Ian down at first. And that brings Riley Post, the number nine hitter here for the Indians. Cade on top, on deck. Cade's pitching good. Throwing hard.
I agree.
Throwing hard.
Here we go. Pitch runner, Cassius. Metzger's going to. Nope, he's not.
Not sure what's going on there. I think they talked about him, thought about it, but. We're going to leave Ian at first. I'll have his umbrella again.
Huh?
I'll have his umbrella again.
It does wear on you. Even if you don't.
I can tell.
Trying to get a little waffle.
I'd hold it, but I got the pen, I got the buck.
Trying to keep everything dry. We got like $1 million worth of equipment here.
Water dripping on it.
Don't worry about it, Rob. We got it covered.
That one's fouled back out of play. No balls, two strikes to Riley Post. What is out in left field? Is that their track?
That's our school.
Why? I see the school between here and the school.
Yeah, I'd say
it is. It's their track. That one's popped up out of play. Riley fighting in there. Two outs here. Top of the fourth inning. Indians got a couple across the plate already. 4-0 ball game.
It's not your car alarm, is it?
I don't think so.
Not too annoying, is it?
I don't think anybody noticed.
What's a happy Indian fan?
Yeah, my phone's ringing. I got... What is going on?
Good eye, Riley. Good eye, kid.
See him drive one here, too. Two out bingo. Get Cade up there. We can score another run.
Yep. Good at bat.
Keeps battling. Beats that one by. Yeah, we were laughing on the way here. We get to 219 at Bristol, St. Henry Road, and we are 15 deep. I don't know where all these cars was coming from. Harold says, what is going on? He keeps getting mad.
Yeah.
We got here, and the game was already started.
Game started at 4:53.
Just a smidge early, because we pulled in, it was 4:57.
Come on, Riley Post. Indian baseball on PG-14.
WPGW. He just keeps going. It's got to be pushing 10 pitches easy. 2-2 the count. Ian Homan at first. 2 across the bag. Across the plate. 4-0 ball game. Favor of the Indians. Wow, I tell you what. And you can't look past the Panthers at all.
No.
And but, man, Thursday night could be really fun. Looking forward to that big time.
Me too. That'd be good.
Well, that one's hit pretty hard. It's up in the air, out towards left field. Left fielder's planting perfect. Gets underneath it.
It's a great at bat, though.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Can't complain about that at bat. We pick up a couple there in the top half of the fourth inning, and we go to the bottom. Indians 4, Panthers 0.
PG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner, look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is my daddy there yet?
Was he coming here?
Back to where he said he was going. He's going to buy a gift for me to give my mom.
Well, new insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual would be a great gift for your family, and we have affordable choices. How much did you have to spend?
$2.52 and 2 bottle caps.
I'm sure we can help him find the perfect gift.
Since you're so affordable.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Second game. And they threw one of their studs, and you know they went to state last year. Captain.
Oh, absolutely!
They got a nice ball club there, and we went there that first game and absolutely took care of business.
Yep, absolutely. Well, that's awesome. Well, here we go. Bottom of the fourth inning. Cade back on the mound. He's going to face Clayton Agler, Nick Hawk, and Nick. Is that Riley?
Yes, Nick Riley.
First three batters for the Panthers. Trailing by 4 here. That one's popped up. Over towards Riley Post there at third base.
Boy, it's always nice to get that first guy out, ain't it?
One up, one down. And that's going to bring Nick Hawk to the plate. Nick struck out his first time up in the bottom of the first inning.
How good a football player is this kid going to be?
Yeah, he is. Fun to watch. I'm assuming that's his sister
that is
a softball. Yeah. Ooh, hit that umpire right smack dab in the helmet, man. Pop that mask off in a hurry. You can hear that one. Kissed his face mask. Kissed her, put her back on. Well, Cade's been, you know, he threw to 4 guys in the first inning, 3 in the second, 4 in the third. He's been hitting the spots, you can tell that. No balls, 2 strikes to Nick Hawk. There isn't a breath of wind right now.
No. It's just kind of a neat day.
Yeah.
I never thought we'd play.
I didn't know. I kept looking at the radar and looked like it was coming, and then it just kind of just fizzled out. So kind of drizzling all day, off and on. Swing and a miss. Nice job, Cade.
Well, Cade is sharp on that.
You betcha. Strikeout a second time for Nick Hawk, and that's going to be 2 up, 2 down, and that's going to bring Nick Riley to the plate. Catcher for the Panthers.
How many K's is there? Does Cade got?
Well, I was just looking at 7. Hits. I was just looking at hits. They've got 1 hit. They've got 1 hit here so far. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He's got 8 strikeouts. That one did reach first base. And that one's popped up out towards Willie in center field. Willie comes up. He makes the play. Three up, three down. Nice job, Cade Wendell. Stay sharp, baby.
Absolutely.
No runs, no hits. Three up, three down. Bobby, that's just the way we like it.
No, it's 11 pitches, and that's just what the doctor ordered.
Absolutely. All right, we'll be back for the top half of the fifth inning in a second. Indians lead 3-4-0.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with St. Henry Bank. Looking for a new home, farm, or business? Come see me today at 419-852-4049. We do banking the personalized way. We get to know you with a smile and a handshake. St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe and healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, or Bern in Union City, Indiana. Or call 800-686-2314 for more information. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
You ready?
Yeah, all right, Bobby. I just had to send a quick text there. One of the ladies that was calling me, and I guess she wants to talk about a job and some work and... Send her a text, and I'll give her a call after a bit here. But here we go, top half of the fifth inning. Indians up 4-0. We're going to go flip the book over. We're going to roll the top. Cade Wendell, Will Homan, and Benny. First three batters. Sounds like more runs to me, Bobby.
I agree. Both these guys, you look at Cade and Will, with a huge hit to drive in the Indians' second run. And Twaitzy, this is an inning where the Indians can play a little add-on.
Yeah, I think so, too. And we scored the first run there, and the second inning with just some good base running by Nick, you know.
Yep.
So we've got five hits. We got four runs, five hits to show for it. We'll take it. First pitch in there to Cade is a strike right down the middle of the plate.
Fort Recovery JV leading 6-3 after three innings over Parkway at Fort Recovery. Indian JV trying to get a W on.
Like a record they got going,
too. Yeah, they got a nice record, too.
Swing and a miss on, he was a little tardy on that one right there in the curveball, but I was talking to Christy Toby, and she said that they were beat by Coldwater that night. Remember, it was a crappy night.
Yep.
And they played over at Coldwater in kind of a quick pickup game, and then we got beat by, I think, Marion, maybe. Does that sound right?
I think they did, yeah. Marion's got a nice JV team.
Two losses, I know. Other than that, it's been all victories for them. One ball, two strikes to Cade.
Copy. I've seen Willington Kilbourn is ranked number 20th in the state, and
yep.
11-5. And we knew that they was a pretty good team, and that's a Division I team. So
that one gets fast to catch a ball too. Yeah, I saw that too on Twitter, and yeah, they have a nice. They played tonight too.
Yeah, the state rankings came out yesterday, and the Indians are number 7 in Division III. Coldwater is number 3. Archibald is 4. Teams that we'll have to play to get.
Absolutely.
You know, if we're going to make a run. So that it's going to be a tough trip, but you know what? Bring it on.
Yeah, play ball. Swing and a miss. Cade got him. Gets past the catcher. Cade's home, and he's going to make it down to first base. So that gets past the catcher, and Cade was frustrated that he missed that baby, but he does reach first base.
It's a couple times today that the guys have struck out and advanced on the ball getting away from the catcher.
Well,
Parkway's had it done twice.
Yeah, could he? I thought he had that one guy. I thought he was out, but he saw it differently. That's going to bring Willie Homan to the plate. Really big hit last time up, and he's hitting the ball hard, too.
He
drove that baby.
That's about as hard as you can hit a ball on a line shot out there.
Yeah.
One hopper to the fence. And Weehee's got a nice move over there to first. He's already picked off Twaitzy, and
gotta
he's got him zigging and zagging.
Got to keep Coach Feely on his toes over there. Come on, Will. Stay hot. There goes the runner. There goes the throw down to the bag, and I think he got him. And he did. Yes, sir. That was a great throw by that catcher down there. And I don't know if Caden got a little bit of a late jump on it, but he went in there head first, and ball beat him, and he's out of there. Nice play by the Panthers. So one away. Base is empty. No balls and a strike to Will Holman. Indians lead by 4-0 over your Parkway Panthers. That was outside.
Let me ask you a question, okay? Mm-hmm. So, like, when he stole there, and Cade and Willie do the same thing, they take kind of a late swing. That make a difference?
I don't think it does. I think they waste a strike. But I've seen there's a hard hit ball down towards the coach, and he gets out of there and pulled that one just behind the third base coach, Jeff Wendell. One ball, two strikes. Yeah, you know, you see Reese do it a lot. Cade does it. Willie does it. I don't think it is for that catcher. I think he's so focused on getting it and throwing it down there that, and I think you waste a strike. But that is a
tough play
right here. Hard swing, and he's off the bag. Willie gave it a hard swing, and it was one of them that just died in the dirt and went out in the grass about 5 feet. Catcher came out, picked it up, fired it down the first base, and just a little bit wide, and had to pull his first baseman off. So that's going to be.
What are you going to call that?
I'm going to call that I'm going to call it an error because he should have made that play, I think.
Okay. Error on the toss?
Error on the catcher, yeah.
I think you're right.
I mean, the first baseman caught it. He just had to get off the bag to get it. So that brings Benny Holman to the plate. One out here, top of the fifth inning. And he's looking to add another run to the board. Nick Twait's on deck.
I got a feeling Willie's going to be taking off here.
Did I hear Rob right? Did he say that Cade is leading the state in stolen bases?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, we steal a lot. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. And we've played a lot of games.
That makes a difference.
Yeah.
That makes a difference. We've probably played... we probably played 7 or 8 more games than a lot of teams.
Yeah, but you know what? I seen that. You know, this is our 18th. What are we? 13-4. And I think I seen that West Jefferson is number one team in Division III. They're 18-0. So,
oh wow,
they played.
Oh, Willie got picked off again. So now Willie's in a pickle. That's back to the first baseman. Over to the shortstop. Willie keeps turning. Now he's chasing him down. I think he got him. And Willie's going to be out of there.
Boy, we're struggling on the base pass tonight. Wow.
That's a lot of turnarounds right there for Willie. Back and forth a lot.
Cade gets caught stealing. Will gets picked off first. Too, yeah.
That's going to go down to a 1-3-6-4.
Oh, this ought to be good.
8-2 out. In the old book for out number 2.
If you're scoring at home.
If you're keeping track. So now the base pass, they're empty. And Benny takes one right up the middle. Scooped by the shortstop. Fires over. Hard top. And he's got the ball, doesn't he?
He's out.
I think he's out.
He never had possession.
Going to be an interesting call here. The umpires are getting together. And it came over and it hit him in the chest. And he's out. Called him out.
Well, that's a heck of a play by the first baseman. I think Jerry's took one in the throat.
Yeah, Jerry's going to come out and do some talking here because the shortstop threw one about 15 feet short of first base, and it came up and it hit the first baseman right in the, I don't know, right yeah. high chest. And we couldn't see what happened to the ball, but he called him safe initially. The umpires get together and overrule that, and they do call him out.
They had probably picked him off anyway.
We wouldn't have made it more than about 2 pitches.
Yep.
And that wraps up the top of the fifth inning. No runs on no hits. And after 4.5 in the books, Indians lead 4-0.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized cloth, hay, and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a cloth baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the cloth product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your cloth harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weathertight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Doing a heck of a job on them commercials.
Well, I'm pretty solid. I'm pretty solid at this. Indian baseball, PG-14, WPGW, Indians baseball. Calpy's sitting in for Rob Weaver, and I am Bob Stogler. We appreciate all the listeners out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Cade back on the mound. Cade's been dominant so far here in this game, and he's going to face 7-8-9. Nope, take that back. 6-7-8. Looks like Brandon Bruns is the... No, Seth Stuckey.
There you go.
Seth Stuckey is the DH. Followed by Noah Riley and Noah Stevenson. First three batters for the Panthers. Cade's held them so far to one hit. Swing right there and a miss. One ball, one strike.
Might be 2-1.
Might be 2-1?
Yeah, I could have this one.
That one's inside. We're going to find out real quick. I believe he did put up three fingers. I believe it was 3-1. Ball four?
Nope. Strike.
What do they call it?
Strike.
What do they
full
call
count.
Him? 3-2. That one's popped up over our heads, Bobby. Going to hang in there. 3-2. Indians lead by 4. Bottom of the 5th inning. The old drizzle come to a whoa here.
That doesn't disappoint me at all.
No. That one popped straight up.
That's got you. That's got the pickup.
Ooh.
Oh,
man, oh, man. That baby was up in the air forever.
Was. Nice facility here at Parkway High School.
Yes, they do. They have a nice little diamond, nice dugouts. Very nice.
Whoa.
That's a curve ball that's 10 feet high, and that's going to be ball 4. So Stuckey down to first with a base on balls, and I believe that is... First walk given up by Cade, and that one just absolutely got out of control. He just couldn't get a grip on that.
Yeah, he lost grip, absolutely.
And that's going to bring Noah Riley to the plate. Noah flew out to the right fielder his first time up. That's a nice bunt right back to Cade. Cade comes up with it, fires over to Reese at first base, gets the out. Nice sacrifice bunt there by Riley. We got one out. Stuckey over to second base on the sacrifice, and that's
we'll taken out there, won't we?
Oh, I think so. Yeah. That's, I think that's going to, you know, they're looking to get on the board here.
Yeah.
Break the ice a little bit for them, and Coach Klaus trying to get a run across the plate.
Well, they're top heavy. Their lineup is definitely top heavy, and the Indians have done a nice job at the bottom. A lot of strikeouts here. And
yeah.
Number 8-9, Noah Stevenson to the plate, left fielder.
Tristan McKee on deck for the Panthers, too. That was a little high, ball 1. Stevenson, the left fielder for Parkway. He struck out in the 3rd inning. Taking high too. Popcorn smells good.
Oh, it does.
Not much of a lead down there for Stuckey at second.
There's a strike.
There's a strike. 2 balls and a strike. 1 out here. Bottom of the 5th inning. Indians up by 4 over the Parkway Panthers.
Kid
was in the dirt, 3-1. Are we doing a girls' game Saturday?
I think we might be.
For Cover Radio, yeah. We're going to Jay County, and be kind of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Girls are playing good. They are. I see 6-5.
I think that might be right.
Time right there. Cody's going to go out and talk to Cade. 3-1. They're 6-5 or 5-4.
to get some max scores here. Looks like Purcell's softball. Got to see that one there. Ahead 5-1. If anybody cares, probably not. Purcell's baseball up 2-0.
Cade keeping him honest there at second base, chasing him back to second.
Minster Marion 1-1 after four.
Mac, that one's popped up out of play.
3-2. Trying to get that Coldwater New Bremen score.
It's a big game right there.
Yeah, it is. Softball after four, Parkway 12, Fort Recovery 2. Indians with the Panthers today.
Parkway's solid in softball.
Well, they're number one team in the state.
Yeah, runs high, ball
come
four.
On. Come on, Cater.
So Cade losing a little bit of control here. He walks another guy, two walks here in this inning, and Coach Kalp's going to go out and talk to his senior right-hander and see once what he has to say.
I wouldn't think he would take him out here. I think he's going to talk to him.
And just settle him down.
Maybe he was overthrown a little bit there.
Just settle him down here. We got runners at first and second, and the number nine hitter's coming up, so don't throw some strikes. Let your defense do some do the work.
He hasn't thrown many pitches. I'm guessing 50.
He's been rolling through them pretty easy,
And it looks like they are. He's going to make a change.
Maybe so. It looks like Riley might be thinking about coming in to try to get a couple outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It's very possible that Cade said, hey, I can't get it across the plate. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It surprises me, though. League game and then, and he's going to make a pitching change.
We'll find out. Looks to me like we're going to bring Riley Post in here, and Cade's going to go to short. You want to take a quick break here?
Yeah, let's
give
take
a little
break,
time to warm
pay
up.
Some bills.
And we'll be back here with Riley.
PG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner, look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers, spring is finally here. And many people will be trying out their new shoes, so be careful. Watch out for each other and enjoy today. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Beep, beep.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
You have cell phones there?
Derek, you again.
I want my own cell phone, so I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks find insurance for their home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't need you calling asking all sorts of questions.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
All right, Bobby, we're back here. It looks like Riley's going to step on the mound here, and he's got runners at first and second, and Riley's no stranger to coming into some trouble. We've seen him go into some games with bases loaded and even a couple pitches on guy South Adams that night, and he's getting more comfortable on the mound. And Kate goes over to shortstop. Joe Homan goes to third. Benning's at short. Reese still at first.
One out.
And here we go, one out. Two guys on base on balls, and that one's in the dirt, ball one. Did Reese pitch on Saturday?
Reese did not pitch on Saturday. He was going to go tomorrow, or yesterday.
That hit him?
That one hit him. Wow.
So now we got bases loaded, one out. So we hit the number nine guy. Stuckey over to third now. Noah Stevenson to second.
Top of the order.
And McKee is at first base with one out, and we roll the top to
Indians in trouble.
Corey Wells. Well, I would have to think that.
Come on, Riley.
Reese is available to pitch, I would think. Swing and a miss right there on a fastball. Get a ground ball here and pick up an out here at home. Joe's playing in. Playing deep up the middle to roll two.
Yeah, we'll give up a run here for an out, no question.
Yeah, we want an out.
Hit him.
And he hit him again.
Indians imploding here.
So, that's going to bring Stuckey home and makes it 4-1. Stevenson moves over to third. McKee now to second. And the leadoff man, Corey Wells, hit by a pitch. He'll go to first base. back-to-back guys. How about that? They scored on two walks and two hit batsmen. That is not the way you want to give up runs.
No. No.
So Riley's going to face...
We're in trouble.
He's going to face the number two guy, Jake Weehe. Jack Weehe. That was down a little bit low. Ball one. Need strikes here, Riley. Need strikes, babe. Bases are loaded. One out. Indians lead by three now, 4-1. And that's a hard hit ball up the middle. Willie coming in hard. Going to try to make the play at second. And I think they got him on a force out at second base.
Wow.
Wow. We give up a run there. Stevenson does come around to score. McKee goes to third. Jack Weehe with a base hit. And Corey Wells is thrown out 8-6.
Only Will Homan makes that play. He charged that cow. That was a rocket.
It was a rocket.
And Willie one-hopped it and fired it to Cade, and we get the force out.
Out number two. How about that? That wasn't exactly how we were picturing it out, was it? They do pick up another run, and now, actually, the tying run and the go-ahead run is at the plate. Tying run is at first. They got him first and third. I'm assuming this kid's probably going to take off and head to second here in a little bit.
Yep,
we got a play on. There goes the runner. Cody throws it down, and we got him.
Wow. Nice job, Cody. Shinnaberry.
Not sure about that play, Bobby. I'm not sure about that, but it was a great throw by Cody, and we get the out right there. And we'll take it, boys. We will take it. Out number three, and after the bottom of the fifth, they pick up a couple of runs on a couple of walks, a couple hits, batters, and one hit. And at the end of five, complete. Indians 4, Panthers 2.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbohler, Chief Relationship Officer with St. Henry Bank. Our bank has been serving all kinds of customers, large and small, for over 100 years as a locally owned institution. We believe that finances are a sacred thing. That's why whether you're looking to buy or sell a home or business, improve your operation with good sound advice, or just get another opinion, come see us today. Because there's peace of mind in just having a good financial partner. Just give us a call today at 419-678-2358. The St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix, and the CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older receive two doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. And you can receive the Shingrix vaccine if you have had shingles, receive Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. Let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, Bobby, we're back here at Parkway. I turned the wrong knob there. There's a lot of knobs on that thing. Look at that.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Rob. I might have messed up a couple of them. Hopefully you can hear us loud and clear. We go to the top of the sixth inning, up by two.
He just texted me, said Marion and Minster is 1-1 in the fifth. So, you know, Rob's pretty...
He likes the Mac.
I'll tell you what he is. He's pretty cagey with the social media.
He's got to be driving yet.
Ooh,
no texting and driving,
Mr. Weaver. He's dog sitting this week,
too. Wait.
So.
He can dog sit.
That's what he said. He's got two dogs he's sitting for. So
I got two beagles, a fox terrier, and a little miniature Labradoodle. He can sit for those four.
Can you have him?
Yep.
Come on, Twaits. It gets going here. Let's get another round.
Twaits
going
to lead us off here in the top of the sixth inning, followed by Reese Rogers and Joe Homan, first three batters. Boy, I'd like to put another run or two back on the game. You're going through gum like nobody's biz.
Well, I got some issues, bud. That gum has a flavor for right at 8 seconds.
And that ain't gone. But them first 8 seconds is good.
Tremendous.
Yeah. Man. Yeah.
What's Twaitsy tonight?
Twaitsy, he scored the first run and he had a base hit. So he reached on, he's 1-for-1. He took 1 yard, huh?
Yeah, Saturday.
Mom.
First thing, yeah, boomer. Right into those little breeze, too.
Nice.
It was a no doubter. And I listened to the call in the archives and I actually got it right. I didn't screw it up. Because I worry about that.
Yeah. I'm sure he's listened to it like 50 times. There's a ground ball just behind Coach Kopp down at third base.
Boy, they got a nice high school. Now, that is the element. That's everything there, right? That is a high school and elementary, their new building there?
Yeah, I think that's all together. Yeah. Yeah, I think they're all together. That was down in the dirt. Nice job, Nick. Three balls, two strikes to him.
They got a lot of buses.
They got a big territory.
Yeah, they do. Parkway School District runs all the way over to, on the other side of Mendon. And, they got a big area.
That one's popped up out of play. Nick hanging in there, 3-2 count. Well, then they get, obviously they got a lot of men, and then they got some of Ohio City too, didn't they? When Ohio City closed.
They might get a little bit into Van Wert County. Kind of like we got some Dark County kids that come to Fort Cameron.
I guess I can't answer that for sure, but I was thinking maybe I think they did get some of the Ohio City boys.
Ooh.
Nick thought it was inside, and he takes strike three. So strikeout looking for Nick is out number one here in the top of the sixth inning, and that's going to bring Reese to the plate.
I don't think Nick thought too much of that strike.
I don't believe either. Reese had to sacrifice his first time up, and he scored a second time up. What'd he do? He got a hit.
He got another hit.
That was hit hard out over center field. The center fielder makes a nice running play right there. Long fly ball out number two.
Boy, he tatered that
yes,
one.
Yes, he did. That's another hit. I missed that hit right there. That's four hits. Indians got six hits now. That's going to bring Joe Homan to the plate.
Joe with a big hit last time up.
Mm-hmm. Cody Shinneberry on deck.
Top of the sixth. Indians leading 4-2.
Just going to hang in there. Just going to hang. Sounds like we got somebody warming up down there. I don't know if we do or not. That was popped up over our heads. One ball, two strikes. Parkway had somebody warming up there in the last inning. I saw him down there throwing, but he never came in.
I don't know who would be. I mean, I would guess Benny Homan, right?
Yeah. Well, you said Reese didn't pitch. He was going to pitch last night.
He just batted, so.
Yeah, he wouldn't be warming up, that's for sure.
He's fast.
But he's not that fast.
I don't believe so either.
Come on, Joe Homan. Stay hot here, boy.
NFL Draft Thursday. Fired up. Who's Packers going? Where's their pick at?
14th. Good eye, baby. Harrison told me they were going to pick.
Them young kids know a lot more about them.
Yeah. Well, he says down between so-and-so and so-and-so. I'll read about it in the paper on Friday.
Come on, Joe Homan. Base hit here, kid.
Gets a piece of it. He's hanging. 2-2 the count. Brownie's going to take Barkley, you think, or not?
I don't know. I think they take quarterback for the first pick, whether it's Darnold or finds Cole here.
Oh, got a ball coming play. In. We definitely got somebody down there warming up now. You don't like the Baker Mayfield idea?
I don't know. I just don't like him because he beat the Buckeyes.
And he planted the flag.
Yeah. He was at that game.
No, it was a Penn State game.
Okay.
I'd still be chasing him if I was at that game.
Come on, Joe Homan.
That is a hard hit base hit right up the middle. Great piece of hitting right there by Joe Homan. He fought off about four pitches and took one right up the gut. Base knocker. So now we got a runner on, and that's going to bring Cody Shinneberry to the plate. Cody had to sacrifice his last time up and grounded out to the first baseman his first time up. Talked to Jerry a little bit yesterday. Actually, I talked to Lori. I came back, talked to Lori, and we got talking about the rain out, and Jerry said, you guys are a little burned out. We had a lot of games there last week, and Saturday was a long day, and I mean, I think he wanted to play baseball, but I don't think he was disappointed with Reyna.
No, either. I don't think any of us was. I think that one of the games where, you know, it's always nice to play the number two team in the state in Division II, but, right. But you know what? It was miserable out.
It wasn't good. That was high. 2-0 to Cody. Hot hitting Ian Homan on deck. Did you hear that, Ian? You heard me, don't you think? About 8 feet in front of us.
Well, this game has slowed down to a snail's pace.
Coach Feely won't let him anybody get off bag by more than about 4 feet. Every time somebody gets picked off, they always got the greatest move ever.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear this one tonight.
Yeah, Indians have absolutely ran the bases horrible tonight. And they're ahead 4-2, and that could be even higher. We've had about third out to plate. We've had two runners caught stealing. We've had one guy picked off first. So.
Not our best base paths.
Still leading 4-2.
4-2, we'll take it. Two balls, no strikes. That one's drove out towards center field. The center fielder's coming in, and he can't make the play. And Joe's coming around second. He's heading to third, and they're going to hold him up at third base. So, base hit by Cody Shinnenberry. It was one of those that
hit him where they ain't.
I thought it was going to get out there further, and it just seemed to, like, die and fell right in front of him. So, base hit by Cody, and that's going to bring Ian Homan to the plate with a runner at third with Joe Homan. Well, Joe was taken off on the crack of the bat with two outs, and he easily made it over to third.
Be interesting to see if the Indians are going here.
So back-to-back base hits by Joe Homan and Cody Shinnenberry, and that's going to bring, I'll tell you what, Ian is 2-for-2.
Yeah, two hard hit balls in the left field. And stay hot, partner. Stay hot. Get us another run here. Indians are trying to get some insurance.
I don't know if Jerry will set him down there or not. Two outs here. I think he will. And there he goes. Throw back to third. And that's going to be an easy stolen base down there for Cody Shinnenberry. So the play was to throw, try to get him back at third, and Joe was standing on the bag. So now we got runners at second and third.
Now a hit scores two.
And now a hit would be really big. Riley Post on deck. He gets a ground ball over the shortstop. Shortstop bobbles it one time, comes firing over, and he gets the play by about two steps. Nice job by the shortstop to recover. We strand a couple out there. We got a couple hits with two outs. Ian hits a hard ground ball to the shortstop, and he gets thrown out 6-3. We pick up no runs. We do get a couple of hits. And after 5.5, the Indians lead by 2-4-2.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, Bobby, we got a hold of him here. We bring Reese Rogers in. He was fast, remember? You said he can't be warming up. He just batted.
Well, you said a guy was warming up, and Reese was batting. That's why I just assumed it wasn't going to be. But evidently, the guy warming up was not Reese Rogers.
So double zeros is going to come in there. He's got to get six outs here, bottom of the sixth. And he's going to face 3-4-5, Agler, Hawk, and Riley, the first three batters for the Panthers. And he's going to have to be sharp.
Absolutely is,
and don't want to give off a couple hits here early, and we don't want to find out if we can hang on here in the seventh. Let's Let's get a couple outs.
3, 4, and 5. This is a big inning for the Panthers, a big inning for the Indians.
Clayton Aguilar struck out his first time up in the first inning, and then he popped up to the third baseman in the fourth. So we've had his number so far tonight. Nice pitch for a strike one.
Reese has been terrific this year, Cal. He's been.
I think he's 4-0. Yeah, 4-0, I would think.
Is he?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Well, he probably lost the
South Adams game.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. I got to thinking about that. That Friday night game at Burn, I think he lost that one.
Curve just misses.
2 balls, 2 strikes. To Clayton Aguilar, the shortstop for the Panthers. He goes after a ground ball, pops him up. Goes out to Willie, and that one carries.
That did carry. Good job, Willie.
How about that? Willie goes back there, and I think he thought he had it in the old can of corn, and all of a sudden it just kind of kept flying over his head.
I got a text here from the...
down and grabbed it off the dirt.
From the Hall of Famer, Chuck Etzler.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck says, you sound like the cowboy. No. Kathy Etzler says you sound like Cowboy Brantley.
I do?
Yeah, that's what she says.
How do you know it isn't him?
Could be the cowboy.
Could be.
He's probably at Riverfront, though. I guess it's GABP.
Fired up, too, because we're going on. We can go 2 in a row.
I know. Are you going to? He ain't going Thursday, the businessman special, are you?
Negative.
And there's a bunch of guys going down.
It's a piece of that one. Chases that outside curveball. No balls, 2 strikes. So the number 4 hitter, Nick Hawk.
I think this kid's going to see a diet of curveballs right here, the Hawk boy. I'm sure the Indians have done their scouting report on Nick Hawk. So far, he's had 2 slow curves. There's a
and
heater ripped.
Fastball right out to Willie.
Wow.
Out number 2.
He absolutely lit.
Nothing but curveballs going to it.
Throws a heater and he hits a rocket.
85 mile an hour right down the middle, and it goes 160 out to Willie. But it's out number 2.
We'll take her.
Yep, Willie got back-to-back putouts out there, and that's going to bring Nick Riley, catcher for the Panthers, up to the plate. Oh, that's pretty funny. They're not throwing a fastball. That was taken inside, ball 1.
It's turned out to be pretty nice.
Not too bad. Couldn't be a heck of a lot worse. We've had some worse games this year.
Sorry about your equipment, Rob. Looking a little wet, a little damp.
Not too bad. There's strike number 1. 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 outs. Bottom of the 6th inning. Indians clinging to a 2-run lead over the Parkway Panthers. Looking to go 5-1 in the MAC.
We're going to fire this up Thursday for the core game. Sparks are going to be flying.
Oh, yeah. I ain't touching it.
No. Your press box might be up in flames.
There's a slow grounder right back to Reese. Reese comes up with it. Underhands over to Ian for out number 3. 3 up, 3 down for the Panthers. And nice job by Reese Rogers coming in relief. And they get no runs on no hits. And after 6 in the books, Indians need to hang on here. We go to the top of the 7th, leading 4-2.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to the genie.
Genie who?
The genie that lives in the magic lamp. Don't you have something for everyone?
Do you know Derek?
I'm his sister. He always says he has something for everyone.
We do with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. You don't need a magic genie to get great service here.
But I wanted to wish for a pony.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
All right, here we go. Top of the 7th inning, and Bob and I was just talking. We're not sure what to do here at the end of this game.
No.
We got to have some info.
What happens? Do we just say, this is it, and somebody picks us up at the studio? Usually we got Chuck or...
Yeah, we just got to walk away.
Yeah.
But now we got work to do.
No, actually, Eric Catterly is in studio, and he's listening, and he's going to take care of us after the game, and we'll turn it over to Eric, and we close her out.
Oh, very good.
Let's finish her off here and get a couple runs, a little insurance going into the
seventh. Yeah, I would like to pick up at least one more here, I can tell you that. And Riley Post, he's going to lead us off, and it's followed by Caden Wendell and Will Hummond, so we can definitely get a run this inning. There's no doubt about it. And we got a new arm on the number 13. Let's see if I can find that underneath the old paperwork here. Right-hander, I can tell you that. All we have is Fort Recovery Indian stuff.
Look under their scorebook. Who's number 13?
Oh,
I got it right here. See, we're just not very organized here.
Wait a minute.
Oh, there we go. Now that's the records.
That's all I got.
I got her. Come on, Riley Post. Lead us off here, kid.
Actually, I think he was playing. Is that that?
Man, I have no 13.
You have no 13. All right. Well, we have a new pitcher. We're not sure who it is. He's a right-hander. And he's going to face Riley Post, and his first pitch comes in there right across the middle of the plate. Strike number one. Brings an off-speeder in there. Strike number two. So Riley finds himself in a hole, 0-2.
Boy, nice job by Reese Rogers, Calpe, in the bottom of the sixth inning, shutting him down in order. And
1-2-3.
And that was 3-4. 4-5 and 6 for the Panthers, so.
I'm talking outs. 1-2-3.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You're talking hitters. One ball, two strikes to Riley. That was taken high, 2-2. You can guarantee it. Coach Klaus hasn't given up on this game yet, and he doesn't want to give up any runs in the top half of the seventh. And he likes his chances in the bottom, too. And that's a rocket,
yes, sir.
And that's going to be right over the third baseman's head. And I'm telling you, third baseman did not have time to get his glove up on that one, Bobby. And a nice 2-2 pitch and nice 2-2 hitting for Riley Post, and he's down at first base, and that's going to bring our leadoff man, Cade Wendell, to the plate. And I got a feeling Cade's a little angry about the last time he was up. He ended up striking out, but he reached first, and then he got thrown out. He tried to steal, and he got thrown out in second. It's a runner at first, nobody out, top of the seventh. Indians up by two. Indians. Cade shows a bunt, pulls it back. I don't know what the call was on that.
He's coming behind next time.
Was a ball. One ball, no strikes. Willie Hellman on deck for the Indians. There's a bunt foul.
I believe he's bunting for a base hit. There ain't no sacrifice there.
Nope. Well, if I would have stayed fair, he'd had a hit.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you, though, on the popcorn. Smelling good. We going to just chat?
Dry seat on the ground.
No, I cannot do that deep-fried pizza. Last time you took me there, it was the worst thing I ever put in my mouth.
Didn't think much of it?
Well, first of all, it was about 800 degrees inside that first bite and having skin on the roof of my mouth for about a month. There's a bun. He gets it down. Pitcher comes up with it, fires over to second. Oh, man. Gutsy play by the pitcher right there. I didn't think he was going to get him at second, but he got him by just a little bit.
Yeah, I think Riley slid early. It looked like he slid.
He didn't make it to the bag, maybe.
No, I'm wondering.
It's kind of dug down in the mud. So Cade reaches on a fielder's choice.
Must have been a good call because Jerry had a good angle over there at third, and he didn't say nothing. So.
Yeah, so he goes down 1-4. Out number one. So with the runner at first, that's going to bring Willie Hummond to the plate. Willie batting 278. I see where Cade's batting 463. Wow. Oh, Willie. There goes the runner. Here comes the throw to second. And they got him.
Wow.
This kid's got a cannon behind the plate. Wowzers.
Cade caught stealing twice. I don't know if they tagged him that time. Swipe tag. And
he's the state's leading stealer, and he's been thrown out back-to-back times. So two outs. Willie's still hanging in there.
That one bounced off Billy B's vehicle out there.
Thank you.
One ball, one strike to Willie. Bases are cleared. Willie chases one right there and gets him. Oh, he had two strikes on him, huh?
Scoreboard was wrong.
Yeah. Obviously so. So Willie goes down swinging, and that's, yes, sir, that ends the top of the seventh for the Indians. Three up, three down with a stolen base and throwed out at second. A lot of action there, but nothing to show for it. We go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. Indians need to stop them here. We're up 4-2. We'll be back in a second.
You trust so much to your banker. So isn't it strange that most of the communication you have with them is in form letters and computer statements? At the St. Henry Bank, we have a revolutionary tool that promotes even stronger friendships. It's called a conversation. Stop by and speak with any of us. You'll appreciate the difference.
When it comes to banks, there's large, and then there's large enough. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein. Large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Is your child attending the 12th or 6th grade next year? Has he or she received the meningococcal vaccine? Kalp Pharmacy can administer this vaccine without a prescription if the child is 13 years and older with a parent or guardian present. Most preventative vaccines are covered at 100% by insurance without charging any type of copay or deductible. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canem, Ohio, and Union City in Bern, Indiana. Or call 800-686-2314 to schedule an appointment. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, here we go. We're back at Rockford for the bottom of the seventh inning. Reese Rogers back on the mound, trying to pick up the save here for the Indians. He's going to face Stuckey, Riley, and Stevenson, first three batters for the Rangers. And
let's get him.
Stuckey comes up, and he's the DH, takes the first pitch, and right by Riley Post for a base hit.
Bang, banger there first.
Yes, sir. So the first guy gets on with a base hit. Right before we came back on the air. Thought we had him there again, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, close one. Tying around the plate here in the bottom of the seventh.
Nice curveball right there, strike one.
There was a malfunction from WPGW's internet feed. The rest of the game could only be heard on 100.9 FM and not on the internet feed. The Indians retired the next two batters and won the game 4-2.
Okay, we just received word that the ball game is over. Fort Recovery held on to win 9-2 today. Make that 4-2 over Parkway. Indians with the victory. The next game will be Thursday. And the game you can hear right here on PG-14, J Country 101 at about 5 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. Fort Recovery winning today again by a score of 4-2.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball on WPGW Radio. Indians Baseball has been brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard and the sports department of WPGW Radio. WPGW, your Purple Pride Connection.